Time cast a spell on you, but you won't forget me. I know I could have loved you, but you would not let me. I'll follow you down till the sound of my voice will haunt you. You'll never get away from the sound of the woman that loves you. I'll follow you down till the sound of my voice will haunt you. You'll never get away from the sound of the woman that loves you.
Welcome to Mosaic Minds, the podcast where every episode is a colorful blend of perspectives, ideas, and conversations. Each week, our diverse team of hosts brings their unique backgrounds, experiences, and interests to the table. Mosaic Minds is your invitation to join the conversation to see the world through a kaleidoscope of viewpoints. So grab a seat, tune in, and let the mosaic unfold before you.
Welcome to Mosaic Minds, and today we have Jason on my right, and we have Nick on my left, and Nick is going to be in the hot seat answering some questions. So Nick, why don't you go ahead and start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
All right. Well, I was born and raised in Indiana, never lived anywhere else except for, I think I lived in Memphis when I was little. I own a business, it's a credit repair business, and I have three kids. My oldest is 18 and my youngest just turned 14. So I guess I can't really say I'm 29 because the math wouldn't quite add up, but I'm less than 50.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Nick, what was your inspiration for this podcast, Mosaic Minds?
What was my inspiration?
Yes.
So I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to technology anyway. Like I just like stuff like that. And I do the AV at my church, and have done it for years. So I've kind of learned a little bit along that process, but really kind of came down to, I just needed some activities to keep my mind occupied, you know? And I started out with a blog, which I still have. I just haven't posted in like a week or so. And then I really wanted to do a podcast. So just kind of slowly worked up to it, found some cool people to do it with, and here we are.
Good deal.
So you have mentioned that you have been married in the past. How many times exactly have you been married?
So I have been married three times and also divorced three times.
This is your third divorce. God, you love divorce so much, you're probably going to marry it. And then and then it won't work out, so you're going to have to divorce it, divorcing guy.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. So when you're not podcasting or getting married, what are you doing for work?
So I work, my day job is at a local college. I work with Jason. I do financial aid, so I help students figure out ways to pay for our school. And Jason is the director of admissions. So we work hand in hand, work together a lot.
So Nick, tell me a little bit about outside of work. What are some hobbies and interests that you're passionate about?
Well, I like to play music and I like to sing. I like long walks on the beach in the moonlight. I do like to hike and camp and things like that. I prefer the less primitive camping though. Like, so if I can get a cabin, then that's sweet. That's what I would prefer, or a hotel.
So you're gonna say camping for me is a hotel with room service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would prefer that, but I'll do the roughing it thing. I just don't really have anyone to do that with anymore because, you know, like when I did it with people my age, it was an excuse to, you know, get a case of beer or whatever. And when I did with my kids, well, they're a little older now, and I don't think that they're really down for it. They like the comforts of life, so I don't do that as much. I like to go to the movies.
So quick follow-up to that question real quick. So when you sing and you play the guitar, it always fascinates me that people can do both, because I can't learn half of one, let alone two at the same time. Are you practicing your voice when you're playing for the first time, or did both of them kind of run hand in hand? Like, explain to me what that thought process looks like for you.
Well, I definitely sang before I played the guitar. I've always liked to sing, and that's kind of why I originally wanted to learn to play the guitar anyway, was so that I would have something to sing along with. And I, when you're younger, it's a good way to get girls, right?
Hi, welcome to Learning How to Play Guitar. Well enough to get you laid.
Like, I was like, I'm going to learn to play the guitar. So I've been playing long enough that I should be way better than I am. I'm pretty much just a strummer. I can't really pick around on the guitar, but yeah.
Well, speaking of getting girls, do you think your three marriages has made you more jaded towards the idea of marriage? Or do you think you're like an expert in relationships because of it?
Yes. It's definitely made me more jaded. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't get married again, but I would think about it very, very hard. And being an expert, no. I think that my years on this earth has made me more wise in multiple areas, with relationships and marriage being one of those areas.
All 29 years.
You sit on a throne of lies.
So, Nick, tell me a little bit about your credit repair business and how did that get started?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Jason. It's called Higher Score Consulting. And basically what we do is we take your credit report and we analyze it. And anything that is negative on there, what I try to do is dispute it for you and get it off of the credit report, and ergo increasing the credit score. And I started doing that because I was working on my own credit and I learned a lot through doing that. So I decided to kind of get certified, and I was like, man, I can do this as a business. So it's all stuff that you can do on your own, but it's kind of like, you know, like I know how to change my oil, but I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? Like, so the people that don't want to spend the time and have to go through years like I did of learning how to do it themselves and mailing off all these letters and all that, you know, like that's what we do.
So you're big, from what I understand in our conversation, sometimes daily and weekly, you're pretty big into self-development. What caused you to get all Tony Robbins on us all of a sudden?
Well, I don't know if this is the case for everyone, but that has been a constant struggle since I was a kid of just, you know, it's hard for people to realize that you are in fact worthy, you know, of all the good things in life. You know, like you deserve it. You're worthy. You know, you shouldn't have to think I am not, you know, I'm insignificant, or, you know, be insecure about who you are. And so that's definitely something that we're talking about, you know, wisdom with age. That's definitely something that I have grown to not only learn, but institute as gospel, is, you know, I think that you have to constantly work on yourself. You know, you have to constantly you don't have to do much, but you have to do a little bit better the next day than you did the day before, whether that's with fitness or mental health or whatever it might be.
I think the name of our podcast, I liken it to going into a big cathedral, and you see that each cathedral has a different mosaic, or what do you call the glass tiles and stuff? Is that called
stained glass?
Yeah, there you go. The stained glass, kind of your different artistry, tapestry, is unique to that. And I think we all offer unique perspectives, but speaking for the three of us, or at least, you know, the two or three of us that agree with this, I think we all want to see the best in others. So I think that's uplifting, and we just want to see everybody be their best. So I think that's a definitely a good perspective.
Absolutely. And it's a constant battle, you know, like my big motto is, you know, to enjoy the journey and not focus so much on the destination, even though you have to kind of know where you're driving the ship instead of being so focused on there, you know, enjoy the journey that actually gets you to your goal.
Stop and smell the roses.
Smell the roses and, you know, enjoy the moment.
So speaking of, on your journey, is there like one defining moment that kind of like changed, made you become who you are today, or just all like little?
Yeah, I would say so. So a few years back, I keep saying it, every time I tell this story, I feel like I'm saying 3 years, but I've been saying 3 years for like 2 years now. So I guess really it was more like 5 years ago, but I had a chauffeur business. And I was married to my third wife, and I had a house, you know, and life was good. Well, my, don't worry, I'm not going to say her name, but my wife, she decided that, you know, she didn't want to be married anymore. And that was subsequent to the business started to fail. So she basically was like, well, I have to be taken care of. So lost my wife, lost my business, eventually lost my house and even my car and my license. So I moved back in with my parents for about a year and a half. And that was one of the most humbling experiences of my life. It really made me appreciate and realize how important it is to be grateful for the things that you have now instead of constantly wanting more. Nothing wrong with wanting more, but you know, the importance of being grateful. And so I would say that, you know, looking back on that, anytime I'm feeling like, man, how come I don't have this? How come they get this and I don't? I think back to where I was five years ago compared to where I am now and try to be grateful for all the things around me. You know what I mean? Like this, everything I try to look at as it's a temporary gift that you're borrowing, you know, whether it's a relationship or a car, you know what I mean? It's all you're borrowing it for the time being, because even if you get it till you die, it's still temporary, right? Nothing in life is permanent.
You posted a video of, at your church. I don't know exactly what song you were singing, but if the viewers out here think I'm soft, we'll just go ahead and edit this out. But it brought me to tears a little bit. You were talking about your dad had sang a song, I'm going to call it at a concert or a gospel event, and then you got to sing that, I believe, in front of your congregation. Yeah. I'd be butchering the story up a little bit.
No, you're right.
Expand upon that a little bit, because that really meant a lot to me, and this is your show's, your segment, and I just want you to expand upon that a little bit.
Okay, I don't remember if it was, since we did the three interviews on the same day, I don't remember if it was this one or if it was one of the previous ones, but I was talking about how my dad used to be in a gospel group. So in his gospel group, one of his key songs that he was kind of known for then was a song called Mercy Built a Bridge. And that's just what I think, like when I think of hearing him sing, that's what I thought of him singing. So yeah, so I did that kind of he didn't know I was going to do it. And I kind of did that as a surprise for him one Sunday, you know, because every once in a while I'll do a solo. And so that particular Sunday, I did that without him knowing. So yeah.
So powerful, because in the backyard, you know, I'm emulating a former sports star and I'm trying to stand like he did when he batted, shoot like he shot a basket, you know, score a touchdown and spike and do the dances and stuff. So I just wanted to say that was a cool event.
Thanks. Yeah.
So I know that you don't believe in regrets, but if you could give the young Nick one piece of advice, what would that piece of advice be?
That there is, and this is so cliche, but that there is nothing that you can't accomplish. If you really want something bad enough, you can get it, you know, and it doesn't even have to take your whole life. You know, you just have to, you know, I truly believe, even though I'm a Christian, I truly believe in the law of attraction. I think that what you put out there is what you get back. And if you want something bad enough, I think that you can accomplish just about anything.
We are warming up for our first cast tonight, and I think we're all competitive, man. You're a winner. Crystal was mentioning a national competition that she'll expand upon in a future, you know, thing. And, you know, I put myself out there in the sports world, but I think so many people just kind of live day to day and they don't have a refreshment. So I think it's nice to see that we all three want to push ourselves to the best person we can be and the professional abilities that we all three have. So I think that's inspirational. What's your guilty pleasure when it comes to entertainment, whether it be the music, the TV, or possibly movies?
I would say as far as guilty pleasure, because that means that you don't necessarily want to tell everyone about it, even though I'm going to, right?
Right.
So that would have to be Friends. And I say that loud and proud. I don't even care. I don't even care. I love Friends. Yeah, it's good stuff. That's kind of my comfort show. So I'll play that in the background if I'm like folding clothes or, you know, cleaning or doing something like that around the house, because I don't know. Like I said, it's my comfort show.
Everybody, I was watching it today.
Were you?
Yeah, the one where Phoebe found the cat and thought it was her mom.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm pretty sure though. It was supposed to happen back around Thanksgiving, but they postponed it until June 1st. But I'm going to Friends Trivia, and I plan on cleaning up.
Fine. I need to go. I don't know. I need to go. Yeah, and then
I have two tickets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the person that's going to go with me, I don't think is planning on going with me now. So
I would kick some ass at Friends Trivia.
Yeah.
When is that?
It's a bar crawl. So it's like, yeah, and you get all this swag. You get like keychain and t-shirt. And I have no affiliation with this, by the way.
So Friends reminds me of Cheers, because at the end of an episode, people are cheering in the audience.
All right.
It's nothing like Cheers, by the way. Nothing like Cheers.
I agree, but the humor is worthless nonetheless.
But Cheers is good, too.
There you go.
So, Nick, if you could have any superpower in the world for an entire 24 hours, what would it be and how would you use it?
Man, there's two that are, like, equal. But, I mean, and probably no surprise, but because most people probably say the same thing, but either invisibility or being able to fly.
Flight's mine for sure.
But invisibility, just because, I don't know, like, I like the whole stealth thing. Like, I want to, like,
you want to be creep.
Precious. It does kind of sound that way, doesn't it? Yeah. Now that you put it like that, I'm going to choose flying.
So based on your season of life or season of term, I mean, it's not a surprise. I struggle in the winter because I can't see the sunlight. But let's just say you're more of a X season person than a Y season person. Okay, so the question I have for you is, if those superpowers change, like, what months of the year would you have maybe a different superpower than you do during the months?
Well, I would fly in the warm climates.
I was going to say, hopefully that'd be a summer type.
Yeah. The invisibility would take place mostly indoors, I think, you know. Locker rooms. I'm just kidding. I probably would, if I were not as ethical and moral as I am, I probably would sneak into, like, you know, some board meetings and try to get some insider trading information.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right? Yeah. Ooh, time travel. I didn't even think about that one.
Right?
There's so many. Yeah. I just want to have superpowers. You know, like, isn't it true if you go to, like, a nuclear waste place and, like, dip yourself in the goo that you'll, or is that just on Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles? We can go try it for research.
Let's try with rats first.
Really random thought, but I know the Simpsons have stuff that they've almost predicted. Like, they predicted the Cubs winning the World Series.
And yeah.
I figured out what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a fireman.
I mean, there's like 10 to 20 things there.
Yeah, they've predicted a lot.
I think the superpower of knowing kind of like what you would do to maybe change the life path would be interesting. I know that's not a specific superpower, but I've just kind of thought about that.
Like premonition?
Well, like, yeah, a psychic? Being wise enough to realize in your 30s you would have done X. Or, like, in the next 10 years of my life, what is that going to look like?
You know, well, like,
I guess preparing for it, your next stage and your positivity and things like that. Because I see you as a buddy, but I think you're always going to be in front of people, encouraging people, wanting to see people's success with a kind-hearted approach to it. That's my analyzation of you.
I mean, kind of like you mentioned earlier, like, I'm big on not dwelling on, like, I don't really believe in regrets. And the older I get, the more I don't really believe in failure either. Like, I look at it more as a learning experience, you know, like a lesson. You know, like I can't remember one of my favorite quotes, and I can't remember. I always get the guys confused. I don't remember if it's Thomas Edison or I think it's Thomas Edison, whoever invented the battery. But he talks about how, you know, like it took him like 40 tries. Like he failed over and over and over and over again. And someone was like, "What does it feel like to fail 40 times?" And he's like, "I didn't fail 40 times." He's like, "I figured out 40 different ways not to make a battery." You know what I mean? I love that. So
I think it's off topic, but in my world, it means something. There was a track runner or a marathon runner named Steve Prefontaine. A lot of people don't know this, but he actually launched the brand Nike into the mainstreams. He was an Oregon runner. That company's out there. But what's cool about him is he said that life's basically a journey. You got to get in the blocks to start the journey to continue and run the race. But it's a marathon, not a race. So I think that goes hand in hand with what you were saying, because you're looking at the 85 years that we have. What impact are we able to make? And yours seems to be, you know, self-betterment, being out there for others and things. So kind of segueing into that. So if your life was a movie, what do you feel like the title would be and who would play the lead role in that movie?
It would be Wedding Crashers, the trilogy. And it would be played by, I'd be played by either Jason Bateman or Ryan Reynolds.
So in the sports world, we always try to fill up a all five fingers with the championship rings. So you have three. So now you just need to kind of translate over, and then you've
got true. It's true. I truly am looking for my next ex-wife. Yes.
There you go. Very, very well said. So, Nick, we've covered a round of topics today. I think you've done a good job. It gets some really good perspective of who you are, what drives you on a day-to-day basis. Tell us a little about your social media presence, maybe your marketing. What do you do? How do we connect with you away from the podcast?
Yep. So the credit repair business, the website is just the name. It's HireScoreConsulting.com. You can find me. I have like several social media accounts for each little thing I do. So you can just check the show notes for those. But I've got the blog. It's nicksonone.com. A lot of it has to do with relationships, but it's not going to always be that way. It's mainly because when I started it, it was as a distraction because of a relationship. So that's what a lot of it has to do with, but it's going to be more than that. I kind of want to tie some of that in maybe with the podcast too.
I think just to wrap up the segment, I'll tell you, man, I'm blessed to be able to call you a friend.
Thanks, man.
Seeing what you do. And
same.
I think this has been very fun, perspective of all three of us, and look forward to the future episodes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Silver springs, blue-green colors flashing. I would be your only dream. Your shining autumn ocean crashing. And don't you say that she's pretty. And don't you say that. Say I loved you years ago. Tell myself you never loved me. No. Did you say that she's pretty? And did you say that she loves you? Worth it. I know I could have loved you, but you would not let me. Color flag.